grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Up to. Hey, if you just tuned into 95 FM, welcome to Marijuana Media. And if you're just curious about what's going on with the dak leaf in New Zealand at the moment, stay tuned, because we have the man himself in the studio, Chris Fowley, Mr. Normal. How's it going, mate?
G'day, very well, very well. Here to help.
Let me just muck around with this pole a little bit more. Good, okay, good.
Number one cannabis lord of New Zealand.
The dak guy. Oh. Gotta make you a t-shirt. Maybe a cape. That's kind of like a big old leaf. Yeah, carry on.
Squire cannabis.
I draw the line at silly hats.
What about like a Ribena berry scenario, but it's a little dak leaf down there?
Oh. No photos.
Covering up your no bud. Photos. Covering up your little bud, so to speak.
I'll do it, but no photos.
it's got a real Ann Geddes vibe about it, actually. All right, down to business. What has been going on in New Zealand the last week?
Well, one thing I've got to say, you know, the times are changing when the biggest story for a lot of our media this week was some bongs being stolen.
Oh, yeah.
And what's more, you know, just off some feral students that I don't normally care about, but they were the victims in this case from this evil overlord.
This dean,
proctor guy.
It's a dean, right? He came in, like,
the
broken
proctor,
entering.
The proctor.
That's a dean, right?
Well, it can be other things. Okay. But yeah, it's a dean. It's a he's like a sort of guardian of some sort, I think.
Screw you, dean, kind of thing.
Some sort of administrator role. Not quite sure. They do it a bit differently down there. But anyway, as it played out, this poor chap, had to end up doing a press conference to apologise for his evil deed of seizing the bong off these students. I thought, wow, that is just fantastic. The times have changed.
A little pressy, just to make it all
and
better.
And they were all there, like, the lineup of cameras.
The bongs?
Oh, not the bongs, the media, the press conference.
I'm curious to see what the bongs were.
Should have been there.
Like your Sprite bottle with a bit of hose and a bit of silicone, or was it actually like nice bongs?
Quite high end, apparently. $400 was what they were saying. Yeah, they weren't, simple. Because, Dunedin, it's got a bit of a cannabis culture down there,
Yeah,
it's got
true.
Some
the
nice
museum.
Shops. I was talking to a guy this week that's opened the Kind Grocer, doing all sorts of hemp things, and, they've got a whole scene going on down there. The Cannabis Museum. Speaking of which, Cannabis Museum had a benefactor come to them, say, this proct guy, let's sue him, I'll stump up $25,000. And,
is this the same person that put the coffee machine in there?
Apparently not. Okay. Apparently another benefactor.
Oh, man, there's a strong community.
That was a Bitcoin billionaire. Yes. And Abe Gray, runner of the curator of the Cannabis Museum, he said this was an old money a millionaire or whatever, not a Bitcoin one.
Sweet.
So, But yeah, times have changed. But meanwhile, the Herald yesterday. You were just showing me they're disputing my analysis of Dunedin being the Dunster Dam.
I think this is more of a volume situation. Cannabis capital of New Zealand revealed. Northland is still cannabis capital of New Zealand, according to police report on drug seek and destroy operation held earlier this year. The drug seek and destroy operation.
How are they going with that?
The annual cannabis operation report shows that the operation Jess, which took place in Northland from mid-January to mid-March, destroyed 16,307 cannabis plants, more plants than found in any other New Zealand Police 2018 National Drug Eradication Program. Eradicate them. Drugs. All these bad, gnarly words coming in here.
Yeah, it is a case of the harder you look, the more you find. So what you often, certainly the last growing season, the police didn't look in vast tracts of the country.
But the weather,
change of government, they actually scaled it back. So you look hard in our place and you'll find a lot. People grow it all around the country. Mm. So no matter where they concentrate their efforts, that will be the cannabis capital that year, according to those.
I'm assuming they're saying outdoors, though. Can you think, like, up north would be better weather for it, wouldn't it? Hello, caller.
Absolutely.
What's going on, caller? What have you got for us, mate?
How dare they name the Seek and Destroy mission after me? I love cannabis. How dare they?
I know. It's like the government will... There's no end to their shame.
Wait,
really.
Hang on. So you're the Seek and Destroy?
No, they named it after me, John.
Oh, Jess.
Oh, Jess.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. That was Jesse from Womad. He's all right.
Maybe they meant Sess.
Hey, Chris, just out of interest, what's the furthest
south? It's a weird name for an operation, eh? Operation Jess.
It's a bit strange. It's like a tornado or something. Yeah, I don't know. Don't know how they come up with it.
What's the furthest south you can grow cannabis outdoors in New Zealand?
Oh, all the way. It's just different varieties will grow differently in each one, depending on what they have their predisposition for. So, in fact, people use that sometimes by breeding them for a certain latitude and then taking it to the other, and then that induces the flowering sooner or later. So it's quite useful that we live in a long country.
Get some of that purple weed with the coldness, don't you?
That's another thing. Yeah, you can play around with that so that you breed it in one part of the country, move it to the other, and you'll be more likely to go purpley blue, things like that. So that does come into it, but yeah, certainly there's no limit. I mean, you know, it grows right up in the Arctic Circle and stuff, you know, so it's through to the deserts. It's really anywhere you want to.
We've got an international question, Chris. Is it true that they're going to subsidise weed as medicine in Hungary?
Oh, well, I hadn't heard of that. That is beyond me.
Right.
Hadn't heard that.
But they
and
have legalized
I do,
it there,
I do
they?
Converse with people in Hungary, and I had not heard of that. In fact, Hungary has quite a right-wing dude in charge, all to do with the tide of refugees and the pushback against that, and he's very nationalist and... That would surprise me. As I say, I am in contact with people in Hungary, and I hadn't heard anything about reforms happening there. But two things did happen there. The country is formally very hardline. One is in Thailand. This was reported on Stuff and in a few other media. The Thai police have handed over 100 kilos of seized cannabis to this government research organisation to try and make some medical cannabis products out of it and test some of them.
That's so smart.
And they thought that was really interesting. Well, on the one hand, it's not good that they're seizing it, and you know, because there's bad things happening to all the people that are behind whatever that's coming from, right?
Yeah.
But it's that you get a variety of real-world cannabis of different genetics, different strengths, different compositions, and they get to test it and try and find something interesting. So that was really cool. And then Malaysia, who of course still has the death penalty, right? And there is a person who has been sentenced to death over there right now of a medical cannabis.
Wow.
And even the president of Malaysia has said, you know, this is not good. We're going to change this. So they're trying at a comparatively fast pace, racing for reform, they termed it, but actually... we'll see. But Malaysia, you know, it's coming from a very bad position on drugs where they really do routinely execute people.
I'm sure it's not fast enough for the person on death row right now.
Exactly. So, but it's good that it's happening right at the top. So hopefully there'll be a stay on that. There's a lot of media attention on that, and it does seem to be provoking a conversation over there around making medical cannabis available.
Kind of makes our situation feel a little bit better, doesn't it? Knowing that you're not going to
get your hand chopped off.
Yeah, some tweaked out crap like that.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, for patients who need it right now, every day that goes by, you know, that they're feeling like they're under some sort of sentence.
And
have it being told, oh, it's 100 days, and then, oh no, that was just 100 days till we introduced it. Now we're going to just take our time working on it.
Right.
And here we are at a year of the government in, and the bill still hasn't passed its second reading. I mean, if you want to, you can pass a bill in a few months.
Yeah.
And here we are a year later, and we still don't have the second reading. So we did actually just get an updated timetable on the bill, and it's been delayed again. Yeah. So whereas we were thinking,
qualifiers dilly-dallying about?
Well, unfortunately, they didn't resource it so that every time they try it, they sort of think of a change. So as listeners will be aware, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about that the Greens and New Zealand First and Labour were holding some conversations around what amendments they might be putting forward. So they agreed to something. Well, now that then takes the officials to write that up and write reports on it and do impact statements and rah, rah, rah. So every change you make, even though it's for the better, puts it out further. And when you're talking about a law that is aimed to help terminal patients, right, they don't have that time.
Yeah.
And this all stems from a lack of resourcing. That the budget got passed earlier this year, it allocated nothing to this. And it really, we need to increase the political pressure so that they actually hire some people and allocate some extra resources to make this happen quicker.
Or just get the least thing, get the most serious people taken care of and then worry about the rest. You know, like figure out the fine print later on, you know.
Yeah, well, there
release
is that.
The leaf.
Yeah, there is that. That will all be done in the regulations around setting up the industry and the market.
Mm.
But the exemption for the terminal patients is you know, in that piece of legislation.
Mm.
So the change that we understand is happening is good. It's going to widen it from what it was proposed before. But as I say, because it's a change, it's now delayed the whole process.
Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Catch you next week.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.